So we said the halachas like Rabbi Lezer ben Hercules in four places. In four places. Says the Gemara Vesu Lekka, that's it. Only four places that we passing like Rabbi Lezer ben Hercules, and we explained like our mission over here. V'ha'ika, I'll give you another place. Now we learned the Mishnah in Yevamos. Rabbi Lezer says, Melamdin is aktana shetimoyin boy. The din is you're not allowed to marry two sisters. You're not allowed, if you were married to a woman and you divorced, you're not allowed to marry a sister either. So what happens if a guy was married to a young girl? When you marry a young girl, you're not really married from the Torah. You're only married midrabanan, which is underage. And she can walk away if her mother or her brother's married her off, not if her father. If father married off, it's ma'at Torah. And you can walk away. It's called miyun. You don't need a divorce or anything else. He just walks away as if they were never married. But what happens if you were married to a young girl, 11-year-old girl, and her older sister was married to somebody else whose husband died? Now you have a mitzvah to marry the older sister. But you cannot marry the older sister because it's the sister of your wife. And you cannot divorce your wife because then you're not allowed to marry the sister of your divorced wife. So what we do is tell the young girl, walk away, as if you were never married. So we teach her to be moimba, she should just walk away. And who said that? Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkunis. Brought your gemara and everything. That's right, exactly. And that was Rabbi Lezer's opinion. And Rabbi Yehuda says the name Mishmol. Halachik Rabbi Lezer. Yes, we follow that view of Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, Ki Omar Shmuel. When does Shmuel say that Halacha Rabbi Lezer bedalad, that the Halacha Rabbi Lezer only in four places, besay the Taurus, in this section of Taurus, which is Nida. Aval Bashar's Dorim, in all other Gemaras, like over there is Yevamos, that's Noshim, and other Gemaras, many places of Halacha Rabbi Lezer. Ikatuva, there are many other cases. It makes sense. I'll bring you another proof that now we learned. Rabbi Lezer says, "Af horoide v'noitz and v'sal." For example, if you were kneading a lot of dough, less than the amount you know that you have to require challah, and then afterwards, roide v'noitz and v'sal, then you place, you bake them separately, but you put them all in one basket. Hasal mitzar from challah. Putting them all in one basket means that they're all combined now, and we look at the collective amount, and if it's enough, you bring challah. In fact, as the poskim say, that you have to be very careful if you bake less than the amount, so you don't have to give challah, and then you put them all in the same freezer, whether that's considered a sal, and that's a mitzarif, and that you're chayim and challah. We're in the chesem and four lines at the bottom. Basically, we're learning is four lines at the top. The halacha is like a blessing and hurkenis, you said in four places. We're asking, there are many other places halacha like him. For example, yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Just the basket doesn't matter. The basket itself combines them all. Not everyone agrees with that, by the way, regarding a freezer, but those are machma. But Amar Rav Yehuda b'Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Lezer, Shmamen as a proof, that there are many cases we pass Rabbi Lezer, but we're just talking about Masechta Nida in Taurus, that we pass Rabbi Lezer in four places. But around Shas and many others. Says the Gemara, my dahai mahai, well, you just brought me a raya like Rabbi Lezer from Yevamos, and then you bring me another raya from the basket combines them. Why is that any strong? What's wrong with the one with Yevamos? What do you have to bring me another proof for? Says the Gemara, because the one Yevamos is not necessarily a good proof. Mishum dekoy Rabbi Lozer kavasi, because Rabbi Lozer paskins like Rabbi Lezer, there's another Tana that agrees Yevamos like Rabbi Lezer in that principle that we convince the wife to walk away. So therefore, it's no longer that you can't say we're really paskins like Rabbi Lezer, because there are two who hold like that. Where else do you see that? Then now we learn a different case altogether. Rabbi Lezer. It's another din altogether. We tell the Tana, Shetamai, walk away, even though it's a different din, but the principle is the same. Says the Gemara, that proves nothing. Umi koi, that doesn't prove any. So that's not a good answer. You're telling me because Rabbi Lazar agrees with this principle. But clearly it can't be in a good answer because Shmuel paskins there like Rabbi Lazar, paskins like Rabbi Lazar over here. And the Gemara there asks, why do you have to paskin like both the principle the same? And the Gemara says, there's two separate cases, you wouldn't know one from another. So we have already a proof that Rabbi Lezer, the halacha Rabbi Lezer outside in Gemara Yevamos. Why do you have to bring another proof in the basket? In the case of Yevamos, there's Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba agreed with him. So therefore, it's an exception. It wouldn't be a question of why. Maybe Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis is on his own. We only pass in four places. I and Yevamos are passing him as well because Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba agrees with him. That's why we bring the case of the basket. What's the story of Yehuda ben Baba? At the time we learned Yehuda ben Baba, hey Dvorim, he said five things. He said Gemara Brachas. He said, I want to testify about five things that I saw. Number one is Shememani Mesak Tan, we encourage the girls to walk away when it suits for halachic purposes. purposes. And the second thing I saw is Masina Sishbedecha. If a man goes to war and doesn't come back, and then 1/8 comes along and tells the court that her husband is dead. Normally we don't believe 1/8, but in this case we will, to help her out.
What would be the benefits of a building meal?
I guess we just
she feels she can't live with this man.
The benefit is, let's see, one example is that her older sister was married to somebody else, to this guy's brother. And the brother died, so now he has a mitzvah of yibum, but he can't because the sister. Yeah, the sister, it's his wife's sister. You can't divorce her because then you're not allowed to marry a chayz grusha. So therefore, you do meal. I once saw, it says that if your cow killed someone, you have to kill the cow. I once saw a bird that killed someone, they killed the bird. Al-Shaharis and Nefesh. A bird somehow or another killed someone and they killed the bird, stoned the bird. The Al-Yayi ben Mem Yemshis, Nazakamas Beach, we say that wine has to ferment. What's considered fermented wine? 40 days. The latest that time that you can bring the Tomid, the Karban Shachar, is 9 o'clock in the morning. And after that, you cannot bring any more. what's that to do with what we're talking about here by me? Because Rabbi Mike Tanner's love, he says Tanner's in plural. So by saying Tanner in plural means two cases. Must be the case of Rabbi Loz and the case of Rabbi Lezer. Mike Tanner's love, Chodah the Rabbi Loz, V'chadah Rabbi Lezer. So is it clear that he agrees with Rabbi Lezer? And that's why we rule like Rabbi Lezer. Said, well, that's your whole proof. Well, I know. Maybe Mike Tanik, Thomas Dalman, maybe he only agrees with the other case. Don't do with our case, Rabbi Lozer. And why is it take Tanis? He meant girls in the world. Freddy Gimori, Hachir, so Gabi Isha, Nami Nisan Nashim. Why is it about a woman that you allow to marry Peyedecha? We're talking about in the world in Algam, in the world in general, say Nashim. Shemasi Nashim a Peyedecha. The name of Nashim Dalma. Elam, the Hachir Tani Isha. Here it's a singular Isha. The Hachir Tani, here's a Tanish, Mamino Dafka Tanish, Mamino the good proof. The Gemara v'chein on Rabbi Lozer also says halacha ki Rabbi Lozer bedalit, and Rabbi Lozer also said that the halacha is like Rabbi Lozer in four cases, just like Shmuel said that in four cases. So this is Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos. There's a Reb. Reb is a Tana. Rabbi Lozer of Shimon. Rabbi Lozer ben Shmuel. And this is Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos. Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos was an Amoida. So this Amoida, Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos, who lives in Israel, Shmuel lives in Babel. Shmuel said the halacha like Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkins in four places. And then we said that's only in Tarez, but in other places the Osa. And comes along, Rabbi Lozer said the same thing. Rabbi Lozer ben Pedos said the same thing. That what? In four places. Yeah, there is. Rabbi Lozer ben Shmuel. Rabbi Lozer ben Shmuel. This was a Tana. There's Rabbi Lezer, there's Rabbi Lozer. Very confusing.
Rabbi Lezer is the Rabbi Lezer
Hukas. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer. And this is Rabbi Lozer. It could be Rabbi Lozer of Shimon, but if it's Tam Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer of Shemur. And here's Rabbi Lozer Rev Lozer Mabdos, Rabbi Lozer, which is a what do you call it? Al Amayda. Yeah, but this is Rabbi is that Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Rashi said, "Rabbi Lozer, the mean Tana who Rabbi Lozer ben Shmuel." Okay, second Shmuel. Second Gemara, "Vayte v'chen Rabbi Lozer halacha Rabbi Lozer b'dalav suleka." Second Gemara, "No more, but now Rabbi Lezer oimin." Same question. Rabbi Lezer melamdin esek Tana Shmuel. Same question. Had a Shmuel. They're asking this guy, "What do you tell me that halacha like Rabbi Lezer hooks in four places?" There's more. Yivama. Vama Rabbi Lozer halacha Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lozer said that the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara. When do we say that the only four cases we pass in like Rabbi Lezer is in Gitaris? But others, so there are many more. There's a Miika, is there? Didn't we learn different kinds of spices? And another kind, and sap. It is a certain tree, I don't know which tree this is, that doesn't produce any fruits, it only produces sap. Yesh lehen shvi is a tree itself.
In the same money, machadazim.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a juice of a tree.
But it's a tree that doesn't have any fruits, which is relevant as you see more later. So, normally trees is no shemitah. Shemitah is only by fruits. But this tree, that is the fruit. The fruit of this tree is the sap. It doesn't have any fruits. Is Yeshlan Shvi is all the Demei Shvi is, so they themselves have the laws of Shemitah that you have to make it Hefker, you're not allowed to sell them, and so on and so forth. Even though stamp wood you're allowed to, there's no Shemitah, but this is different because it's sap. And the money also Shemitah and Yeshlan beer, you have to get rid of it when the animals finish in the field, you have to get rid of it as well. All the Demei and beer, and also if you turn it into money, the money also have to get rid of before Pesach. The Omer Abdos, Abdos said, "Man toner kat for peder." Who is the author of this brice of this mission here that says that the sap is fruits? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer. The Omer and Rabbi Zayda said, "Chazi." Rabbi Zayda said then to this Rapodos was the son of Rabbi Lezer ben Rapodos. So Rabbi Zayda said to him, "You know, binach between what you just said right now, umaavach what your father said previously, kashrita ketaf l'amal. You just told the world you're allowed to have sap on Shemitah. How do you say that? Because at Amra, you just told me mantana katrapeda. Rabbi Lezer, you just told me the author who's the one who holds that sap is considered fruit is Rabbi Lezer. But your father said the halacha like Rabbi Lezer only in four places. I mean, the halacha is not like him here. That means when it comes to Shemitah, we hold that the sap of the tree is not considered fruit. No. You told us that both of the brachos are Rabbi Lezer and Hercules. Your father gave us a rule that the halacha is only in four places, which means over here the halacha is not like a Lezer and Hercules, which means that we paskin halachically the sap of a tree is not a fruit. We're not going to pass like this Mishnah. This Mishnah, the author of this Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer and Hercules. But your father said, exactly, that means you're allowed to eat the sap of a tree on Shemitah, you're allowed to sell it and do everything else. So what is even Rabbi Zayda's comment here? That he understood Rabbi Lezer ben Pedos' thing as only four places, that's it. Not like we said before, that's only Taras, but in other Masechtas we can pass Rabbi Lezer. No. Seems like in all Shas, we only pass in four places. In fact, yesterday we learned the Shamuti, we never passed like him. You know, now suddenly we're saying that we pass in Kutuva, before many places like him. So what exactly was the Shamuti that we don't like pass? Very hard to say what's going on here. Because yesterday we learned we don't want to pass like him because people that might follow other things. But you're now telling me that we follow many things like him. Shmuel. But after his lifetime, we said then no, we have no problem telling people don't listen to the word he says.
What point did he go into
Chayim?
I mean, maybe before the
Chayim
he made certain halachas that people followed.
That could be. Yeah, Amar Rabbi Lezer Avuch, Amar Halachi Rabbi Lezer Bedalot.
If you're going to say that it means Beis Shammah, he's a Talmud Beis Shammah, then it changes everything. If no Indian of Chayim is, then you follow him
then. If he's a Talmud Beis Shammah, you'll never follow him, yeah. So the Gemara, not the Emes. If what you said before is correct, that the halacha like a blazer and hook in his kol hashas kuli, in Tadis only four places. So lemalei, why did Apodos tell Abzeid? What are you talking about? Just because I said the author is Rabbi Lezer and my father said the halacha blazer in four places, he was talking about Taris. And I'm talking about over here about in Arla. Nothing to do with that. To do with the sap of a tree of Shemitah. Kiyam, and that's Zroyim. Kiyam, and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Dala b'say Taris. Of Bishas, we're talking about Zroyim here. Ika. Elokashia. Elakasha, so Taka Shred. So why does, since we follow in many places, why Taka? As we say, Mishum Dekreta, Beloza Kavose. Could we follow, no Kasha. Really, my father holds only four places. Taka, he holds only four places. And over here, why doesn't it count? Because Abeloza agrees, we found Yevamos. If you're only limited to four places, you wanted to say that it's called Shas Kula only in Taurus. But now that we found that Rabbi Lezer and Hurkun is according to at least Rabbi Lezer and Pedos, is only limited to four places, how can we pass like him and Yibama? Like we said before the Gemara, because there's another town supporting him. So first we said, because Rabbi Lezer, they're going through the same Gemara again. The Tanya, the principles are saying that we teach the Ketana to walk away. Umikoi, the Gemara then says, but he doesn't hold like him, because the Gemara asks, why do you want to pass like both? If they're saying the same thing, Shmuel says they're not saying the same thing, even though it sounds like it. The Damla Dodi, El Shundukabasekabu, like we said before, he said the five testimonies, and one of them was that Ketanis walk away. So in other words, really we only paskin like our blood and hookins in four places. I and Yevamos we paskin in the fifth place. Exactly. Rabbi Baba agrees with him differently.
Why does Rabbi Baba change everything? Why suddenly?
No, so we have it sort of like this. So Shmuel learned that Lokar Blazin Hukin is Koloshas Kula, but in Taras only four places. And he brings that ayah also from the case of the baskets mitzar of the challah. Rabbi Lezer ben Pedos learns that the halacha like Lezer Hukin is in four places, the whole shas. Ayin Yevamos, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Agrees with him. Said you have a true lekka, then all the places he passed Lezer Hukin is. But now we learned, interesting, in this discussion here, they don't bring the case of the basket. We learned when it comes to Chayin Hadar, you know, on Mitzvah Shabbos, it should be a separate bracha altogether. Rabbi Lezer, you say it by what? You say by Ma'idin there. So we see another totally outside of Taurus, and the Lokar Rabbi Lezer. Amr Baba, who the Amr Shabchim and Gamliel? That's Rabbi Lezer in the name of somebody else. Rabbi Gamliel is someone named Chanina. The Tanya, Bekiva Oimir, Bekiva says you make a separate bracha on its own at Chantanu. Rabbi Gamliel, Oimir, Bahido, you say Bahido, so see Chanim Gamliel. Everybody can't be. Well, Koshim Neituva, remember Rabbi Gamliel was a brother in law of Rabbi Lezer and Hurkunus. Rabbi Gamliel's son was of Chanina. How in the world could Rabbi Lezer and Hurkunus, the uncle, be the one who was going to, what do you call? Who was going to say something in the name of his nephew, who was much younger than him. Interesting why that's a problem. Why should that be a problem? You know, say something in the name of someone younger. I guess it don't mean just in age, it means that in stature. Rabbi Lezer Hurkunus was a god lador, and this is Rabbi Gamliel's son of Chanina. Elam the Kairab Chanim Gamliel, but she tossay. But faket, because the Chanim Gamliel agrees with his uncle, therefore, that's why, just like we heard him about before, therefore it's different. It's not that Rabbi Lezer Hurkunus is on his own. It's, he has somebody else agreeing with him. Umiko, if anybody talking about, you're telling me Chanim Gamliel agrees with him. But Tanim Gamliel Braisa, oh Yom Kippurim, when it comes to Yom Kippur by night, Mispal Sheva, Yom Kippur by night, you make seven brachas and Misvadi Shel Chet. Shachis in the morning, Mispal Sheva, seven brachas and Davin Shachis, Misvadi Al Chet. Musa, Mispal Sheva, Misvadi, seven brachas and Al Chet. Mincha, Mispal Sheva, Misvadi Al Chet. Benilu, Mispal Sheva, Misvadi. And you do, we don't do Al Chet by Nilu. And by Nila you do Shevin, and you do El Chet, and by Arvis Mispal Shevin Me'ain Shmoneh. But night, you're in a rush to go home. You don't dive in the whole 19 brachah, whole 9 yards. You only say the first three, the last three, and Havinenu in between. And the Chinuch Gamliel Oimim Shavayis of Oimim Mispal Shmoneh. And all yet by Ma'ariv also you dive in the full Shmoneh. And he's like, "Have Dovah Chayin Das." So what is he claiming? The Chinuch Gamliel hold. You say by Chayin Das. How can you say that the Chinuch Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Lezman Hurk? You say by Hador by Moedim. No. Here he was telling us the name of his. Says here clearly, Meshuma Vaisav, the name of his father, Gamliel. But he personally holds like Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Lezman Hurkunus. Sorry? We don't hold Shmoneh Esrei, but we do Bechayda. We do exactly like Rabbi Vaisav. Not like Rabbi, yeah. No, he says Allah like him, but we don't pass like him. So what are you saying?
I'm saying his opinion was you say.
And
you do a short
Shmoneh
with
Havinayin. Yeah, we don't do it. And you personally don't hold the man ton of kitvei brachos. You're saying that the Pados is the one who told you that the author of that Mishnah about the sap of the tree is Rabbi Lezer Hurkunus, as if to say you don't hold that. So what do you hold? You hold it's not Rabbi Lezer Hurkunus. Let me ask a question. But now we learned Rabbi Lezer says, Hamami, if you make cheese and the rennet you use for the cheese is besot of orla, you use vegetable rennet, you use the sap of a tree which happens to be orla, and orla is also about no
double mime,
exactly. So also is forbidden. You don't say bottled bishishim and all that. Nah. So luchayda, see clear from here, who's the one who says the sap of a tree is considered the fruit, because orla is only the fruit? Who's the one who says the sap of a tree is like the fruit? It's Rabbi Lezer. So obviously it's Rabbi Lezer. The sap of a tree by Orla is the same as Rabbi Lezer, the sap of the tree by Shemitah. So you have to agree. What are you talking about? What are you hacking and trying about? What do you want for Rabdos? So Zigmora, I feel the Rabbanon. No, he says you could, the case of the sap of the tree for cheese has nothing to do with the case of Shemitah. Orla is different than Shemitah. Why? I feel the Rabban. Ad can let me get about Rabbi Lezer. Why the argument here? El bekat for the gavs. The only argument here because the sap of a tree. Abu bekat for the peder, but the sap of the sap. This is sap of a tree. The sap of a fruit. My delay. Here we're talking about the sap of the tree. Over there, the in the previous Mishnah,
so
we're talking.
Sap of the tree is where there'll be matter, but the sap.
There.
From Arla, then.
No. There it's a machlekes. Rabbi Lezer holds the sap of a tree is fruit, and the Rabbanan say, no, the sap of a tree is a tree, it's not fruit. But in the case of Shmita, we're talking about the sap of fruits. Not the sap of the tree, the sap of the fruits. And there, everyone is Maida. So the author of that Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, could be the Rabbanan as well. The Maida, the sap of a tree. Yeah. It's not, we don't, I'm not sure. Shemaiti, I heard the Feder, Shemaimid, Besara, for Olin, for example, the sap of the leaves. Besara, for Yikodin, or the sap of the root is mutter, because that's the sap of a tree, it's a tree. Abba besar of a pagan, what do you mean the sap of a fruit? A fruit that's not ready, not mature. Pagan means immature. It's very, and so you can't eat the fruit, but if you can get the sap, the juice of that fruit, that's considered fruit already. So that's a chachamim, she was a chachamim. And therefore the Mishnah before about Shemitah, we're talking about the sap of a fruit. Yeah, so they're exactly. It's not Padosh came along and said it follows Rabbi Lezer. That's why that's, it's only Rabbi Lezer. Or you buy him. The answer is key pligila bonolebras. When they argue the case of our elonois of Peters, you have a fruit bearing tree. So they say a fruit bearing tree, the sap of the tree is not the fruit, the fruit of the fruit. And a blessing is a tree. I would be elonois ain't no isopaters, but if you have a tree that doesn't bear any fruit, so what's the fruit of that tree? Maidu the cut for that period. Then they're bonolebi maidu that the sap of that tree, that's the fruit. So in the case of Schmidt, we're talking about a tree that's not a fruit bearing tree. That was the cut of the cut was not a fruit bearing tree, and therefore the Rachamim made it not a blazer. According to me, everyone agrees that that is considered shmita. Earlier, we're talking about a fruit bearing tree, and you use the sap. There we argue that not a shirayim ain't the cut of shvius. Shimon says that. That Reb Shimon says that the sap of a tree that doesn't bear any fruit is not considered shemitah. But Chachamim yesh cut the tree, they cut for that period a tree. Malachir uman Chachamim. So how do we know this? Now who is this Chachamim? Lav Rabban for Rablezer. This must be Chacham or Agra Blezer. Because Rablezer holds that even the sap of a tree, even the sap of a fruit, he says, even the sap of a tree. The Chachamim are saying here is that even Rablezer holds that even the sap of a fruit bearing tree is considered fruit. And this Bryce is this Mishnah is talking about a tree that does not bear any fruits. So it must be, this is the Rabbanan. And they say that we hold it a tree that does not have any fruits. The fruit is the sap. No, Lav Dafka. This old man said, Rabbi Yechon's name, Man Chachamim. No, maybe the Chachamim over here is Abelezer. The Omar who says, cut for the period, that the sap is the fruit. How do you know? You're making a big chiddush here that the Rabbanan are made sometimes the sap of the tree is a fruit when they don't bear any fruits. And this is your Horaya. It's not a Shashracharaya, because maybe the author here is Rabbi Lezer. It just says Chachamim. Could be Rabbi Lezer. Yeah.
In Shas,
we have Ahu Saba. It's a different person every time. It's not that specific. We have a
Gemara
if you test some of Beis and Sanhedrin. Usually it's Rav Hamnuna. That's right.
So why do we just call Ahu Saba like very anonymously?
Not always Rav Hamnuna Saba, but if you remember, in the end of the first Perek in Sanhedrin, it goes through every time of Shas it says a certain name. Yeah. Who was it?
That's right.
And what
Stam,
that's right.
Stam Rabbi Meir, Stam Rabbi Huda, Stam.
But more like Ahu Saba, that's Rav Hamnuna. It goes through all them. And Yenuka, who is that? I think you test some base. Or you test some base. It ended at the very end of the first Perek. Anyway, right, in Mitzvah, 4 years from now, 4.5 years from now, we'll go through
that.
Hold that thought, exactly. Think about it. If Rabbi Lezer, my eating, no, I'll tell you, I'll prove it to you, it's not Rabbi Lezer. Because if it's Rabbi Lezer, then why Dafka talk about a tree that does not have any fruits? Talk about even a tree that bears fruits, and Rabbi Lezer holds that the sap of that tree is considered fruit. A bigger chiddush. Eat Rabbi Lezer, my idiot. Why are they only talking about Elon Shein Oisapri? I feel Elon Oisapri. Cut for Zapri. Rabbi Lezer holds generally the sap of the tree is considered fruit. That's not right. Maybe he's telling the Rabbanu as follows. I hold, you guys hold that no sap is ever a fruit. I hold that all saps are fruit. So my argument is as follows. According to me, I feel like Elon Oisapetus, even a tree that makes fruits, not me cut for that period. Even a tree makes fruits, also the sap is a fruit. According to you, ideally me is, however, be made to me, be Elon, she'enu Oisapetus, the cut for the period. Be made to me that a tree does not bear fruits, that the sap, that's the fruit. Rabban Ramli Loishna, Rabban say, no sap is a fruit. Then we're right to Aids the Psula, because we're also a Psula of a girl who never saw any blood, never menstruated before. Tell me, learn, Nisas, when did she get married? The Ross had done Machasim, but she saw Psulim not from the Nida or the Psulim themselves ripped, and that caused the blood. That's not considered, she's still considered a Psula as far as we're concerned with Nida, Hichas Nida. Yolda, she gave birth to Rosh Adam Machmer later, and she never gave, she never saw before, she gave birth, she never saw before, but now the reason why she's bleeding is because of the birth, not because she's a Nida. As far as Nida is concerned, she's still a Psula, and you don't have to, the next time she sees, the first time she sees as a Nida, you don't say, let's go back 24 hours.
What? If she gave birth,
is it possible in
Matthias?
Is it possible in Matthias to give? Is it possible? No. Psula, as far as Nida is concerned, is it possible to give birth before she starts menstruating? Is it possible?
Menstruation is the body being.
I know.
So saying children.
The Gemara is saying it's possible somehow or another to fall pregnant, even though she didn't reach puberty. We're talking here about not that she never bled. We're talking about or psulim was removed. We're talking here about psula from nida. So when any snatch of a rabbi can a ton of be learned, gimu psulas, a three psulas, psulas adam, psulas karka, psulas shikme, a sigma tree. Psulas adam is called mashal nivla. A psula of a person is never had relations. That's a psula, nothing to do with nivla. Now, after you're in the kongo, a kongo has to marry a psula, not a bula, as long as you never had relations with a man. Inami luk suvasa masayim, that a ksuva should be $200, not $100. You never had relations with a man.
So, you know that famous person who became pregnant by swimming in a bath or something like that?
Yeah.
So if that person was a basula, never had relations with a man,
gave birth. Yeah, exactly.
Still right for going to marry.
Exactly. Psula's karka, what's virgin soil? Called much like nevda, but never worked with. Now, if you mean a by an egla rufa, you need to have psula's karka. Inami lemekach memcha, if someone sells you, I'm selling you proper virgin soil, never come and plant it. Psula shikma, what's a sycamore tree? You call it psula shikma. Kozmash, it's a sycamore tree they used to cut all the time and it grows back very quickly and very rough and adds a lot of branches. It was never cut, which means it's still tender. Now, after Mina Mekamemchi, sell it in out of the mitzvah b'shvius. And Shmit, if you're allowed to cut it. What do you mean? Because now we learn, in Koitzim, psula shikma b'shvius. You're not allowed to cut down a tree, a sycamore tree that was never cut before. Mipnei shehi avoid, requires a lot of work. But it was already cut a number of times, you're allowed to. Avi Misa, and according to you, there's a fourth psula. A psula of nida. Here's a four psula, a totally different kind of psula. She never had a nida before. So why don't you include that in the list of psulas? We'll give a number of answers. We're only counting midi less the Shem Levi. All of these are called psula psula. I will midi the Shem Levi. Here's called a psula's nida. And a psula's dummy. We're only calling one word, not when it has to be two words. That's number one. All these other things, in order to change it from the state of being a psula to being not, is through a maisa. You have to till the soil, you have to cut the tree, you have to have relations with the man. But the onset of becoming a nida, she does nothing. It happens whenever it happens. Like Tony, we're not talking about that kind of psula.
That's the way people talk. They just call it that.
An additional name to it. Levi means escorting, literally. An additional name. An additional name you have to add to it. You never call it on its own. But we had him talking about Mora. You know, why is this kind of Mora no good? Because it always has a shame Levi. It's called Mora or something else. All of these, once you cut the tree, once you cut the soil, it can never be psul again. But a psul is dummy. Okay, she became 12 years old, she became now a nida. But the age of 50, she reverts back to the age of being a psul. She no longer is a nida. Ravina Amravina says, Kitoni Midi, Kapra Lesvina. When do we only think that people like? People like a psula shikma. People like a psula, like a girl's a psula. Abimidi, the like Kapra Lesvina, like Tani, like, people have no, make no difference to them if the girl's a nida, not a nida. So therefore, it doesn't add anything to them as a nida. It doesn't. Like Kapra Vatani, Lunja, Pchio, Ime, Kishem, Shasa, Ori, Yof, Lisa, sourdough, yeast is good for dough. Kach, Dom, Yom, Lisha, the more a woman menstruates, the better it is for the woman. She's more fertile. Vatani, Jame, Kol, Isha, Shademem, Rubin, Mademem, Rubin. A lot of kids, so it's a good thing to have. So people do want a girl who's not a psula. No, if a kid, in all other cases, the fact that they're a psula is a mila. People want it. Here, the fact that she's not a mila, they want Dafka that she should have domim merubim. They wanted Dafka to be in the state of an idiot and have kids. So this was different. We'll just finish the two dots. So what we learned? Eizuhi psula's karka. What's considered a psula karka, virgin soil? Kol shemayla to shishin, a little pebbles there on top. The ain afara to tuach. You don't find that the soil is too soft. It hasn't been worked over yet. Nimtza b'chedes. When you start digging in the ground, you found a piece of clay. Where could it come from? It had to come from a machinery. Then kiyudua shenevda. That must have been worked with sometime in history. Tsunma, a rock. Hareza psula's karka. You find a rock, but you can't plow through a rock. It means that this is virgin soil. And so it seems soil that was never touched grows the best. Even if it was touched 25 years ago, it's not the same. It was never touched. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mr.